Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, dealing with negative thoughts and emotions can feel like a full-on wrestling match sometimes. You know that feeling when doubt creeps in, or anxiety starts whispering those what-if scenarios? Trust me, I've been there. We all have. But the good news is, just like any good wrestler, we can learn some powerful moves to take control and emerge victorious. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy of dealing with negativity head-on. Think of it as mental strength training for your mind. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can help you turn those negative thoughts and emotions into fuel for growth and resilience. First off, remember this. You are not your thoughts. Ever felt like your mind is a runaway train, hurtling towards disaster? It happens to the best of us. But here is the kicker: your thoughts are just passing clouds, constantly shifting and changing. Don't let them define you or dictate your actions. Just observe them, acknowledge them, and then gently guide your attention elsewhere. Think of it like watching a thunderstorm rolling from afar. You can appreciate its power without letting it dampen your spirit. Second, practice radical acceptance. Now, I know this might sound counterintuitive. How can you accept something negative? Well, Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge our feelings without judgment, even the unpleasant ones. Resisting them only makes them stronger. Embrace them as a part of the human experience, just like joy, sadness, and everything in between. Third, reframe your perspective. You know that saying, every cloud has a silver lining? Well, it's more than just a cute adage. When faced with a challenge, look for the potential learning opportunity. What can you gain from this experience? How can it make you stronger or wiser? By shifting your focus, you can turn a seemingly negative situation into a catalyst for growth. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This is a game changer, folks. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It helps shift your attention away from negativity and towards the abundance that already exists in your life. Remember, even on tough days, there are always things to be grateful for. And finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a rough time. You're human, and it's okay to have negative thoughts and emotions. Be gentle with yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, facing a major deadline, and stress levels are through the roof. You start replaying past failures in your mind, feeling overwhelmed and defeated. But then you remember these Stoic principles. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of anxiety without judgment, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary challenge. You focus on the task at hand, breaking it down into smaller, manageable steps. You celebrate each accomplishment along the way, practicing gratitude for your skills and abilities. And most importantly, you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you've got this. Alright folks, let's recap those key takeaways. Remember, you are not your thoughts, they come and go like passing clouds. Practice radical acceptance and acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Reframe your perspective by looking for the learning opportunities in every challenge. Cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life, no matter how small. And most importantly, practice self-compassion, treat yourself with kindness and understanding, just as you would a dear friend. So take these Stoic insights and put them into action today. Remember, facing negativity head-on is not about denying it or pretending it doesn't exist, it's about developing a mental strength to navigate it gracefully and emerge stronger on the other side. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. What are your favorite strategies for dealing with negative thoughts and emotions? Let's keep the conversation going. And as always, thanks for tuning into Fortitude First. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.